Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right, go ahead. Tell us, who have you seen at your local Hy-Vee?
No, Connor, it's never I saw this person.
Somebody else.
My brother's sister's mailman's barber posted on the boards.
Go ahead.
We're in the final week of this. Might as well have fun with it, right?
Right.
Because here's where we're at. Nobody knows. It's amazing.
Not a thing.
Nobody knows.
Every, like, you think you're down to a few, every time you feel like you can funnel it in a little bit, and maybe it's real this time. We'll talk to Schaefer about that in a little bit. But every time you feel like you could funnel it down to just a couple names, there will be somebody who's like, well, I don't know. It still could be that wild card hire. Still could be that I don't really know, this kind of came out of nowhere. I feel confident and comfortable that we have covered Nebraska's next new head coach on the wheel at some point.
Very confident.
Or that person is on the wheel at the moment.
Very confident.
And that gets us down to in the neighborhood of about 50 names. And I feel comfortable with that. But here's where we are.
So when you call up here and you say, haven't heard anyone talk about blah, 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 yeah. We have.
And we have. We've talked about them all. And Ndamukong Suh? Wearing number 76 for the Eagles.
Looks weird.
Flapping off of the field. We've talked about him.
Mina Kimes. Talked about her.
Talked about her. She might be an NFL GM soon.
Mm-hmm.
We're in front of this. So the first thing to keep in mind here is we still don't have any idea what Trev is actually doing. Which, I will say this, and Gary and I talked about this a little bit on Friday, but there's a lot of people lauding Trev for the fact that he, that nobody's heard anything about this. And it's certainly good and it makes it less messy. But the advantage to having a name and then floating it out there through the media is you really understand how the person is being thought of before you bring them in. Now, does that matter? It doesn't have to matter. It matters to some. But the fan response to this is always a really, really important piece of it. So if you're picking a guy out of thin air, and this coaching search has been, months ongoing now into the 70s and days, and at the end of it, you come up with a guy who nobody's ever heard of or nobody's really interested in or people straight up just don't like, then that can backfire. that can backfire on you. Just saying. That is an interesting piece of where things stand going into this week, considering nobody knows anything. But here's what we know. Lance Leipold has had a Kansas extension on his desk for the better part of this entire search, and he still hasn't signed it. Now I understand that Lance is really meticulous and you would assume that he hasn't signed the extension based on his advice from his agents, because they know he's going to be a hot candidate. With that being said, we've heard that Lance has some reservations about Kansas, and maybe they can get that straightened out for him, chiefly NIL. And how does that operation come to fruition under his tenure going forward? No doubt that Kansas has done a lot of things to keep him, everything geared toward keeping Lance Leipold in the building, new facilities and raises and whatever they can throw at him, they're going to throw the kitchen sink at Lance Leipold to keep Lance Leipold in Lawrence, Kansas.
6-5, Connor. Lost 55-14 over the weekend to Texas. Mike Riley 2.0.
With that being said, you go ahead and just throw that in there whenever you want. I like that. Whatever that guy is. Who is that? Who is that guy? Does he have a name? Joe?
Bordy McBoardface.
Okay. He always has a free microphone to just chime in whenever he likes.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, and all the situation at Kansas, if Nebraska decides that Lance Leipold is their guy, they're going to go after Lance Leipold. And they would have the resources to do so, and it's ultimately in his hands. I do want to take the temp on him a little bit. I feel like Lance is a good hire, if it's Lance Leipold. As always, as Bordy McBoardface just mentioned, I think people have probably convinced themselves that he's Mike Riley or something. Who's Mike Riley 2.0 today? I wondered out loud on Twitter earlier. I do not know. Is it just because he doesn't have the wins at Kansas this year? I mean, if you go down the list of every single candidate, you're going to be able to find an excuse not to hire every single one of them. Every single one of them.
I've crunched the numbers. Kansas is 6 wins, twice as many as Nebraska's.
That's true. But they got destroyed by Texas.
Texas.
As Bordy McBoardface said.
My nemesis, Quinn.
Let me tell you one thing. I would like Lance Leipold a whole hell of a lot better than I like Jeff Munkin. Hunkin' for Munkin? Pass! I'm not taking the temperature on Jeff Munkin. Everyone would be underwhelmed.
Robbie's in on Munkin.
Why? Stop this! Why?
He says he wouldn't run that offense if he was anywhere outside of Army.
How do you know that?
Because apparently he said it. Munkin said it, not Robbie.
Oh, I was going to say, what?
It's not just true because Robbie said it.
I thought that's what you were referring to.
No.
Okay. It would just be horribly underwhelming.
It would.
So I did want to take the temp on Leipold because I think if it's Monday and this thing changes every 10 seconds, but I think he's probably your favorite right now. You know, Sipple said on their post game on Saturday that he felt confident about Nebraska's next coach coming from the state of Kansas, whether it's Leipold or Klieman. Either way, it does feel like, as Gary from New Jersey mentioned earlier, it does feel like Nebraska's next head coach is still has a game left to coach this weekend.
Now, the awkward part is Kansas plays Kansas State at, like, it's a night game Saturday.
Yeah.
So that, hey, rally the forces, there's a press conference tomorrow, would be coming very late Saturday night. It'd be like a 10:30, 11 o'clock tweet. Like, hey, there's something going on tomorrow.
So we can't agree on anything.
No.
We're heading into our final week. Nobody can agree on a candidate. We can't reach a compromise because this is America. I will say one thing that I feel like seems clear in talking to people about this, just fans and reading tweets and message board stuff. The Mickey support is there. Not for him to be the head coach, but some of it bleeds off into that. But I feel like people aren't going to handle it well if Mickey Joseph isn't on the next staff. And especially if they don't like that coach to start with. So this is a situation that is going to be tiptoed around quite a bit. Like, let's just play it out. I don't know what the consensus is on Lance Leipold. It seems like people don't like him. Let's just say he already starts behind the eight ball and, you know, it's like, well, I'm not sure about this hire. Okay, you gotta earn my trust here. And then he doesn't retain Mickey Joseph, or Mickey Joseph goes and becomes the head coach at Arizona State, or whatever it might be. I mean, that's a bad start. Mm-hmm. That's a bad start, and that could happen in the first 10 days.
He's always going to be there lurking like the popular backup quarterback.
Right. So, and I'm not saying that's right, but I'm saying that's the public reaction to it. All right, so it's going to be a fun week, everybody.
It's going to be a fun month of December when we're fending off calls of insert coach name here is just insert coach name here 2.0.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's
no,
Frost,
they're all Mike Riley.
Frost, Pelini, Riley.
None of them are Scott Frost. They're all Mike Riley. Are you kidding me? This guy's Mike Riley 2.0. All right, so
that guy's going to call the show every day in the month of December.
Boardy McBoardface?
Yeah.
We'll take a quick time out here. I got some tweets on the other side. Then we'll get to Joel Lorenzi, talk some Creighton hoops. We got tweets, we got texts, we got emails. We'll get those next year on 1620 The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.